لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء. تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. صلى الله عليه. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بوجوده رزق الورى. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا، وإن تصيبوا بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, Friday, which is the final Friday of holy month of Sha'ban, month of holy prophet, peace be upon him, and Friday that makes us closer to another holy month, that is month of Ramadan, month of taqwa and piety. I ask myself and request all of you to practice obedience before we enter to the holy month of Ramadan. These are the best days to achieve pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get closer to His mercy in order to be His guests, those who are honored during this month, practicing piety and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really important, and especially knowing about holy month of Ramadan, knowing about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these next few days, it is important for brothers and sisters, and especially youth, that if they can learn about holy month of Ramadan and its mercy, learn about how to enter into holy month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, today there are many informations that are available on the websites that you can search and see that what are the most important practices before we enter to this month. But while we do not know the value of something, price of something, we really will not be able to give that much importance which is required. You need to know how important is this month. Ma'rifat of month of Ramadan is a very important condition, dear brothers and sisters. And Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Ahlul Bayt have introduced this month in best extent, as Prophet said, Ya ayyuhan nasu qad aqbala ilaykum shahrun bil barakati wal rahmati wal maghfira. O people, a month is heading towards you, that is month of rahmat, maghfirat. That is a month that you can achieve forgiveness during this month, a month of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life is part of mercy of Allah, but there is a special mercy for the believers. And holy month of Ramadan is a month when Allah showers His rahmat upon mu'mineen. Rahmatul lil mu'mineen. That is a special mercy of faith, inspirations. This is a month of faith, celebration of the people, those who are faithful people. During this month, we receive many blessings. And one of the most important blessings of holy month of Ramadan is the unity among us, the Muslims, all over the world. Because this month unites us in the same practice, at the same times, with the same rituals. That is how this month it unites us together. It brings us closer. It makes the hearts with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merciful. Hearts become merciful. It provides us patience. And we become stronger in our day-to-day life. If I say that this month, it provides us provision for a whole year, that we can live with the provision that Allah provides during the holy month of Ramadan. It is really important, brothers and sisters, that before we enter to the holy month of Ramadan, let us know about that. In Mafatih, one of the book that is very useful, and every mu'min should try to read at least chapter of holy month of Ramadan. Open that and read chapter of holy month of Ramadan. At least we know. Quran in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat again speaks with the believers. As I've said that the most of the verses that address to the believers, that is Surah Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken with the believers many times. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. So it's almost third, fourth ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing with the same title. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. O those who are believer. In ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in. If a rebellious, evil person, a transgressor, an immoral person, or a wicked person comes with a news, comes to you with a news. فَتَبَيَّنُوا, verify it. إِن تُصِيبُوا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And lest you harm people in ignorance, and afterward you will become regretful to what you have done. If we look in this verse, brothers and sisters, there are various important things that we would like to discuss in today's khutbah and next khutbah as well. First address is for mu'mineen. And in mu'mineen there can be two types of people. Sometimes people, those who always try to verify everything that they receive. Those who are being considered in ahadith, al-mu'minu kayyisun. A mu'min is a smart person. A mu'min is not a simple-minded person. Hears one thing and starts believing. Hears a speech and then starts trusting on that. Hears the news and after that he becomes, you know, committed to that. A mu'min cannot be zood bawar. Sometimes, you know, it's a simple-mindedness or a person who is naive. A person who does not think about whatever he or she is receiving, that cannot be mu'min. A mu'min is the person who always is a researcher, thinker about everything, reflects on anything that comes to him. About the verse, it is said, it was revealed on an event that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had sent Walid ibn Uqba for collection of zakat in an area, and that was actually a tribe of Bani Mustalaq. And when Walid reaches to that qabila and tribe, because there was animosity between Walid tribe and tribe of Bani Mustalaq in the past, at the time of ignorance, in the time of jihalat. So the people of Bani Mustalaq, they came with the weapons. They were prepared that if anything happens, then they have to be ready. So while they were coming, Walid realized that they are coming for war. And he, instead of having any conversation with them, he just backed from there. And he came back to Prophet, peace be upon him, saying that, Ya Rasulullah, these people, they have refused giving zakat, charity, and they are ready for war. So what it means that Walid, he even did not verify anything. He just made an assumption. He came back. He gave a news to the Prophet, peace be upon him. So he made a story. It wasn't existing there. These people, they were ready to give zakat as well, but they just came to be prepared because they knew that there is animosity between the tribes. So anything can happen, any argument takes place, so they have to be ready. But Walid, he came and gave news to the Prophet, peace be upon him. These news, of course, made Prophet, peace be upon him, a little angry. But at the same time, this verse was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him. What it seems that the fisq of Walid, it was not well known. He was one of the hypocrites, and Prophet did not know it was beginning of Islam, and Prophet was utilizing whatever resources he had. And when this verse was revealed, of course, that was the time that Prophet, peace be upon him, become on realization. Although when we say realizing, it does not mean the Prophet did not have knowledge. What it means that when you are acting socially, while you do not know, or it is not well known, if a person is not known within the community with any of the attributes or qualities, you cannot judge upon that, and you cannot refuse that person to give a responsibility. So that is why Prophet had given responsibilities to various people sometimes. Sometimes he asked somebody to go and deliver one of the surahs. And while the person he was going towards, that Prophet asked that he has to come back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked from Prophet, peace be upon him. that he should be returned, and this job has to be given to somebody else. So Prophet was acting according to the time and society and their level of understanding. He was not acting upon the divine knowledge. If he would have acting upon the divine knowledge, then definitely he would have known, and he was the personality who knew about the people. He knew about the hearts of people, what type of people are there. So look at the verse, what it says, that O believer, when somebody comes as a fasiq. So there can be various meanings, and inshallah next week I will speak that how many times Quran has considered speaking about fasiqeen, or what type of the categories are considered as fasiq in Quran. There is a Quranic term for fasiq, and there is a fiqhi term about the fasiq. In fiqh, the person who does not complete his responsibilities or wajibat, or a person who commits haram, that person is going to be fasiq. So that means a person who is not adil, that person falls into category of the fasiq. So mu'mineen have to be, according to fiqh, mu'min has to be adil. So at least somebody can follow that person in a jama'at. So there is a fiqhi terminology for the fisq, and there is another ideological terminology that we need to see how Quran speaks about the fasiq and what categories are called fasiq. But brothers and sisters, let us today take conclusion and then start my next sermon. That a mu'min, if he is naive person and he takes the news without verification, then he cannot be mu'min. A mu'min has been asked that he has to be smart. He should not trust on sometimes rumors. If anybody says anything, or any email comes and he starts trusting on that and then sending to the other people without verification. In Assalamu alaikum. Especially in today's world where we live, in this world, it is this verse is eye-opening verse. Especially those who are depending on these emails and social media sometimes. Anything comes on the Facebook, then also they trust on that. Anything it comes through the news, then also they trust on the CNN or any other media. It is important for them that they have to think about this verse and try and go and look in Surah Hujurat. This part, 4 and 5th of the verses that speak about the believer and qualities of the believer, that you are supposed to verify, tabayyanu, make verification. First of all, don't trust if anything it's been said outside about the believer, especially about the believer, about a system, about establishment. You need to think before you say anything. You know, sometimes people, they start sending emails and they think that there is no responsibility for them. They have to understand that all these emails are in our account, not an account that has been set, in Yahoo account. There is account of the angels as well. Angels are also taking accounts, and every minute, everything that we send, it is in our account. It is going to remain in our account. And on the day of judgment, we will be responsible. It is going to be in our book of the deeds. If today somebody cannot realize, do you think that it's not going to be realized? It is going to be realized. A day is going to come that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open that book. How many people really you blamed? How many people that you said lies about them? And that day is going to be difficult. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us opportunity that we can be included in the category of the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can practice according to this verse. We should verify when any news comes. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refrain us from the fasiqeen and transgressors. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Muslim community, and especially Mu'mineen, prosper in this world and hereafter. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربي صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طال البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, as I've said in the previous sermon, that holy month of Sha'ban is ending. This is the time for preparation for another month that comes after 1 year. And Prophet and Ahlul Bayt Rahimahumullah used to wait for this month, a great opportunity for awliya, a great opportunity for the believers. There are certain types of the preparation that we can make, and let us think that what are the important practices during the holy month of Ramadan that we need to prepare for. One of the practices that is fasting. The most important practice for the holy month of Ramadan is fasting. That is why we have been asked that if you can prepare yourself in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, and especially at the end of holy month of Sha'ban. Three fastings are being said that if you can join these 3 days with the upcoming month, that you can be prepared. Although fasting, recommended fasting, have many flexibilities, but we have been asked that at least you should start changing your norms. You're not changing your norms in the holy month of Ramadan. Change it before that. Change your norms that you can take as much as benefit you can when it arrives. Your concern, it should not be hunger and thirst. Your concern, it should not be waking up in the morning. At least change those norms, and especially, dear youth, let us change today. That at least you know about a time of suhoor. Time of suhoor has many benefits. Waking up at the time of suhoor, it should not be the practice of eating and drinking sometimes. That is how it is considered. That is time for Salatul Layl. That is time for Du'a Sahar. That is the time to cling with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to make our links with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is time for the communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not time to only to eat and drink. Spend as less as time you can for eating and drinking. Yes, it is need of every individual, but it's not something that we make it a priority for our life. Our priorities have to be different. Let us think that if month of Ramadan is month of Quran, try preparing to get closer to the Quran during this month, month of Sha'ban. At least make a place, make environment at home that you family can sit down, sit together, and you can recite Quran. If it is month of Dua, then start making your closeness with Du'as now. Start reading Du'as. And one of the most important things that is knowing Masail, Ahkam of the month of Ramadan. If anybody has not paid the dues, this is time to pay the dues. Alhamdulillah, our center have organized a program tomorrow for the preparation of holy month of Ramadan, and I would urge brothers and sisters to take benefits of this time, that if you like to know about Ahkam for the holy month of Ramadan and it's a spiritual site, you can attend this program tomorrow on Saturday. This seminar can be beneficial, and if you have any questions that can be answered in this seminar, and also our center facilitates scholars, those who come from outside, and they provide this service to you. I will ask brothers and sisters to participate the programs during the holy month of Ramadan. It's a great opportunity that if scholars are invited, especially for the youth, they have to take benefits of that. And at the same time, the center provides all these facilities that our brothers and sisters, they can learn and they can enjoy in a spiritual environment during the holy month of Ramadan. This center requires your support, and it's running with your support. And alhamdulillah, our community was always generous. They were always supporting in all the causes. And that is one of the beauty of this community, that even we did not ask from the community, they came up supporting the center. And that is how our projects in the past were being successful. And I hope that holy month of Ramadan, with the help and support of the community, will be another success for the community. Dear brothers and sisters, if we look at the world today, one of the phrases that I repeatedly said from the speech of the leader, as he said that this century is century of Islam. This century will be the century for the victory of Islam. And Islam will have various victories. Victories sometimes are with the wishes of the people. And if people, they become more practicing and they would like to adopt Islam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the blessing through various ways, and Allah supports the nations. And today is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has supported by many historical victories, or I can say miracles, that we have seen in this today's world. We have seen many miracles. We have seen miracle of Islamic revolution of Iran that we have been witnessed, and still we are witnessing its success. Its continuity is a continuous miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Islam is ruling a country. And not only in a country, but Islam has become as a system establishment, hundreds and thousands of people around the world, they follow the leadership, and that is the system that we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us this opportunity.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Amin Ayyubar.
Another miracle that we can see in the Middle East, in various countries, that was awakening and awareness of the people. That Islamic awakening, it started in Tunis, in Egypt, in the rest of the Arab countries, and it was called as Arab Spring. That awakened the Muslim Ummah, that they can realize about their own affairs and they can take their affairs in their own hands, that they can make changes in their countries. Egypt was one of the most affected country, and this was a country where the whole nation awakened, and they were staying in Tahrir Square for whole month sometimes, and that is how they have been able to change the monarchy of that system, and they have changed the system of Hosni Mubarak. They have been able again to make a government. But the wish of a nation was not the government that existed in the past. Community in Egypt had voted to Islam. They voted to a system that they had seen the image of that outside. Its picture was already outside, and they were following their image. The image was Islam in Ab, a pure Muhammadan Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They did not vote any takfiri system. They did not vote any Salafi system. They did not vote to Wahhabis. That unfortunately, later, the people, those who came on the power, they thought that people have voted to them that they can do whatever they like. There are major differences within the government that was existing until now and government that is existing on the basis of Islam in all. One of the most important and unique element for the Islamic system that has been introduced, that was unity. Unity among its Muslim Ummah. And past leader, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, the founder of Islamic Republic and Islamic Revolution, emphasized on that, and he said that if anybody creates fitna between Shia and Sunni, he is not a Shia nor a Sunni. He does not belong to any of the school of thought. So that is how he excluded even the people, those who claim that they are believing in sectarianism. The government of Morsi, that we can say, Mercy, that you have gone. Today, if we just look at this government, it was Morsi without mercy. It was a group that became on the power and they thought that they can do whatever they like. He supported an extremist group in that country from the beginning, and he wanted to change the country 180 degree, and that is really unfortunate that we can see this extremist group today. They have become mad. I was just looking at the interviews. They are saying that we are going to blow whole country if you don't bring mercy back. If you don't bring this Morsi back, we will blow whole country. We will destroy everything. And they are saying that we are going to have bomb and we will go into the gatherings. We will kill hundreds of people and kill every Egyptian. So that is the group that you are facing. He supported that group by participating in their conferences. And in the past few days, if you see that Islamization of that country, it was given into the hands of this group. This was the group that was supported, And all power has been given to this group. So Morsi relied on the group that is actually Takfiri, and he wanted to have power by supporting this group and taking the support. It was a system like Saudi Arabia. He wanted to establish another Saudi Arabia in Egypt. And this is another awakening of the Muslims and the people of the country, that they have been able to change again. Although I do not say that the government has taken place, it is with the will and wish of the people of that country. People of that country want to have a change, and they still support revolution. This is a system of army, that army has taken in power. We hope that army is going to provide an opportunity and facilitate to the people, they can have their own will, and a government has to take place with the will of the people. But brothers and sisters, the system that had taken place, of course, that was not a system that was with the wish and will of the people of that country. As Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Al-mulku yabqa ma'al kufr, wala yabqa ma'al zulm. A country can be established with the kufr, but it cannot be established with the zulm. Brothers and sisters, the extremist group, the crimes they have committed in this country, and especially the crime of killing Sheikh Shahada, one of the prominent scholars, and brutality that is already on internet. And I'm really surprised, brother and sister, I'm really surprised, and I would like to bring that matter in the minds of people, that let us think that countries, they even do not allow anybody to slaughter a little animal at home. How they are opening the door today, that whole internet is filled with slaughtering of people. Why they are opening that door? What is that we can see that this media has become that much free, that they can put even the videos where women are being slaughtered, children are being slaughtered, and that are online. You can go and search that. Why is that? Can we think why this is happening? Why a country where you cannot see even blood any time, the meat that you buy, it's completely fresh and clean, that you don't see blood anywhere. But on the videos, it's open. Even children, they can go. Even youth, they can go and see. It is happening for a reason. Definitely, there is a reason behind that. They are opening this door that they can make the minds ready for the brutalities that are going to take place, that are going to take place in the future. They are preparing the minds that if thousands of people are being slaughtered, nobody is going to bother. People say, okay, that has happened in the past as well. It's not something new. That is what I can see. That these imperialists and Zionists, they have an aim behind that for placing all these videos. And we have to ask them, why you are placing? Isn't that against the law? That if the people, those who are weak in the society, to threat them, to horrify the communities in all of the world, you are committing this crime, and this is the greatest crime that we can see. So brothers and sisters, if we see these people, how they had taken the body of Sheikh Shahada from the house, hitting him, dragging him in the streets, and that was the zulm and oppression that have taken place. That was the wrong that was committed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the government. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously has accepted the shahadat of this great personality, and there was a revolution another time within all the community of Egypt. that whole community revolted against the government. And we hope that with the struggle of our community in Egypt, Egyptians are going to make a change in that country in the future, inshallah. Another matter that, although time is prolonged and I think that I have to finish, that was blockage of Iranian channels. You know, they announce about freedom of speech, but unfortunately there is no freedom of speech. Blockage of these channels in today's world, it's really unfortunate. I condemn Western governments for blocking the channels, that they made a difference. Of course, you know, this was painful for the Zionist regime and Zionist media, that they could not see Press TV, Al-Alam TV, those who are speaking little different to their language, and that is why they have blocked those channels in today's world. In the past, they had blocked Al-Manar, and today they have blocked the channels of a country. And so we hope that, inshallah, people of the world, they will raise their voices against that. In the country of North America where we live, sometimes Zionist hands and those who have animosity with the Islam and Muslims, this animosity is reaching up to the highest level. I've read the news. I'm going to just read the part of that. It says that a company sells port-laced bullets to fight with the Islamic terrorists. So they are making those bullets, and not only to kill the people. Let me read a little more. It says that to keep them away from heaven. So it's funny that they are not only planning to kill us with those bullets, but they are thinking that they have something najis and haram, that is with the pole, and when they are going to hit with that, they are going to take two opportunities. One, life of this world, and life of another world as well. They think that everything they have in their own hands, which is not in their own hands. We say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Heaven is for mu'mineen. Even you make those bullets, or even you don't make those bullets, heaven is being reserved for mu'mineen. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.